have another wife, it's not a complete mitzvah, but a mixas mitzvah there is. Like Rashi says, the second line, the end, O miyuk tzas mitzvah, a little of a mitzvah there is. Even though you had children already, don't stop from having more children. There's still an Indian decided to have more children. So the kid says, call the Rishus. That's just going to trick him out, right? The other thing could be it's a light plug, though. Once the Rabbanan said not to do it, but we don't do it. We don't do it anyway. But you're right, according to this reason... No. It also would still be us to do. The Gemara is only asking now, why isn't it called a mitzvah? The Mishnah said three categories that are awesome. Certain things that's a rishus, certain things are mitzvah. But even if it will be a mitzvah, still you're not allowed to do it. We'll soon see why not. Now the question is, why is it under the category of a rishus? It should be under the category of a mitzvah. So the Mishnah says, not a mitzvah, we're talking about a case where you had a wife already. Then it's not under the category of a mitzvah, it's under the category of a rishus. In the case with the first marriage, true, then it's under the category of a mitzvah. But still you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. We'll soon see why. You can't make chalitz, you can't make yibun on Shabbos. Again, why is it only called a rishus? Well, a mitzvah cover. It's a mitzvah to make yibun. If your brother died and he had no children, so it's a mitzvah to marry his wife. Like tzricha diika gadol. We're talking about you're not the oldest brother. There's another brother here. Or mitzvah the gadol. Diika mitzvah is the gadol. The oldest brother should marry. So to make yibun. So if you're the second brother and you want to do it, it's called a rishus. You could do it, it's a mixas mitzvah, but it's not the ikka mitzvah, that's why the Mishnah doesn't call it a mitzvah. The ikka mitzvah of the godly yadim. The kula, what's the reason why you can't get married? Why can't you make a din Torah on Shabbos? Why can't you make chalitza? Why can't you make yibum? What's the reason? Time of my zereshem yichtav. All these things usually you write down. By a din Torah, usually you write down the din Torah. Getting married, you write down the ksuba, you write down things. You write down the shtar. Chalitza, you write down things. So you can't do these things on Shabbos and Yontek because you're afraid maybe you come to write them down. These are things that are mitzvah you're not allowed to do. Le-makdishim, le-marichim, le-machrimim. You can't make hegdish or erech or machrim, all different types of hegdishes on Shabbos. Why not? It looks like you're doing business on Shabbos. Because hegdish means you're giving it away from you and giving it over to the gizbo, you're giving it to the Beis Hamikdash. You're like selling it to the Beis Hamikdash. You're saying the animal doesn't belong to you anymore, now it belongs to the Beis Hamikdash. So it looks like Mekach HaMemcha, so Rabbanan asked it. What's wrong with doing Mekach HaMemcha on Shabbos? So Rashi learns, Mishnah Mekach HaMemcha doing business, to the Mekach HaMemcha Domi. It looks like you're doing business here. Shemaitim Rishus to the Rishus Hegdish. You're taking the animal out of your possession and putting it into the possession of Hegdish. Now Rashi says, Mekach HaMemcha also min HaMikra. It's also from a Pasuk. It's not a portion of the Rabbanan, it's more than the Rabbanan. You see, the Pasuk says, Mimsa Chetzcha V'Dav Dover. That you're not allowed to talk about things, about business on Shabbos. So it's awesome, a divrei seferim, it's a bigger issa. Inam, another pshat Rashi says, Mekach HaMemcha Rasa, also the ksiva, shtori mechira. It's also also of gzera, you come to write down what you sold. The entire of serving gzera, kulachot gzera, it's one big gzera. You can't make hegdish because we're afraid you do Mekach HaMemcha, it's one big gzera. You can't do business because we're afraid you come to write down on Shabbos. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here. We are up to Daf Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph again. Again, the second like two dots that the Gemara says, the Mishnah said again, V'le Magviyin Truma Samaisers. You're not allowed to take off Truma Maiser on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Pshita, like of course, why not? By Pshita Lachur, by taking off Truma Samaisers, you are being misakin the food. Beforehand, you're not allowed to eat the food. Now you're allowed to eat the food, so it comes out, looks like you're being misakin mona. So to take off the Truma Samaisis for sure should be Yosra on Yom Tov. So Gemara answers, Tony Rav Yosef, Le Nitzucho, you know what the Chiddush of our Mishnah is? We only need our Mishnah, Elo Litno LeKoyin Boy Bayoyim. Even just to give the Truma to the Koyin on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, even that is also. And the Pshat from the Yisr is that we're afraid if you would give the Truma that you took off yesterday before Yom Tov, if you're going to give it now to the Koyin on Yom Tov, maybe you come to take off Truma Samaisus on Yom Tov itself. Therefore, the locher is, not only can't you take off Truma Amaisur on Yom Tov, but Hu Adin, you're not allowed to even give it to the Kohen on Yom Tov, or on Shabbos. Verse says, Vaita, Vahani Mili, when is this said that you're not allowed to give it, you're not allowed to take it off? Vahani Mili, Peirid, Etzfilu, Meyesmum. only such fruits that the tevel nourished you. It was tevel yesterday before Yantav, or before Shabbos. So you should have taken it off yesterday. Therefore, even if you took it off yesterday, also we said like you should have given to the Kohen yesterday, you're not allowed to give it or take it off today. But if you have such type of fruits, or we'll see some type of dough, that the chi of trum or the chi of chal is first chal today on yomtiv, could go in the case, iso, if you have some dough, and the nafkumina is lafrushi mino chala, that you have to take off chala today, like you first baked the dough or you first baked the bread today on yomtiv, so then the chi of chal is first chal today, the loch is mafrishin, you're allowed to take off chala today on yomtiv. Since the chiyuv is first chal today on Yom Tov, you're allowed to take it off. And the lachar is also the yahavina on the koyin. And you're also allowed to give it to the koyin today on Yom Tov, like pshita. Maduch, you're allowed to take it off today, the hafrosh truma. So for sure, you're allowed to give it to the koyin today. The Gemara says, now he asks the question, Vahani mishum rishus iko, mishum shvus leko. Like the Mishnah says it in three categories. There are things that are also mishum shvus, mistam you're not allowed to do it. There's a thing that's also mishum rishus, it's a mixas mitzvah, and there are things that are also even though it's a mitzvah. So Gemara asks, like l'chura, the role of shvus, medrabonin, you're supposed to rest and not do all of them. So why does the Mishnah like put it in three different categories? Gemara asks, vahani mishum rishus ikah, mishum shvus leko, vahani mishum mitzvah ikah, mishum shvus leko. Even the cases that are called a mitzvah, it's also now a shvus. The rabbonin said, now rest, don't do it on Yom Tov. So the ma'isa, the role of shvus, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. So why does the Mishnah put it in three different categories? So on this, the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yitzchok, lo mi boi koma. The Mishnah means to tell us a chiddush that not only this, but also this. In other words, lo mi boi shvus kredosa. Not only your regular shvus, like not to climb up a tree, not to ride a horse. The osa, that's osa. In other words, there's no mitzvah at all involved. So there we understand the Rabbanan could ask her and say, don't climb up a tree, don't ride a horse. Elo afilu shvus derishus. Even in the case of not to get married, or not to make chalitza, not to make yibum, that there's a little mitzvah involved, still the Rabbanan said to be shavas, don't do it on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. Nami yosa, there also was it to do. For loy mi boy, not only shvus, derishus, not only a thing that's a little bit of a mitzvah, the osi nala to do on sometimes on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Ela filu shvus de mitzvah. Even in the case that you have a shvus of a mitzvah, in other words, to be makdis something, which is mamash a mitzvah, you're giving it over to Hegdish, you're doing a mitzvah, nami yosa. Still the Rabbanan have the right to say, don't do it on Yom Tov, don't do it on Shabbos. Mid Rabbanan it's also to do. And the reason is, like we had before, either it looks like mekecha mencha, or else afraid maybe come to write these things down, so that you come to write it down, ksiva, which is in nisa deraisa. So therefore the Rabbanan said, don't do it to be Shabbos, don't do these things. Now the Gemara says, like our Mishnah says, kol elu b'yom tefomru kal v'chayna b'shabbos. That our Mishnah holds all the shavus, anything that's also to do on Shabbos, you should know it's also to do it on Yom Tov. For the Gemara or Aminu, I have a kasher on you. Like the Chorot Tastir in the two Mishnayisin. The first Mishnah in the Perek said, ma'ashilin derech haruba b'yom tef. You're allowed to lower down fruits, you're allowed to lower down your wheat or your barley from the window on Yom Tov. Again, if you have it on top of your roof drying out, and you see the rain is about to come, so it's going to ruin the wheat or the barley, if you have a window on top of the roof, you're allowed to lower it down through the window. So our Mishnah said, avolei b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos you're not allowed to do this. So you see a Shavus, that's also on Shabbos, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. So it's not like our Mishnah here, our Mishnah says that all the shvus are also on Yom Tov and on Shabbos. There's nothing that's also on Shabbos and not also on Yom Tov. And the first Mishnah says, yes, ma'ashilin you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. Even though it's a tircha, there's some bother involved. Still the Rabbanan said you're allowed to do this bother on Yom Tov. Ma'ashenkin on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. So you see there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. So on this the Gemara answers, Omar Rav Yosef, Loi Kasha, I'll tell you there's no theory here. Horeb Lezah, Horeb Yeshua. One Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezah Shita, and one Mishnah goes according to Reb Yeshua Shita. Say Nechlamin, that there's no theory here. Well, soon see, the Tani we learned like this. The Machlekes, that there's a Mishnah in Shabbos that talks about Oisoi, or Tesefton, Oisoi v'yaz Ditanya, Tesefton, Oisoi v'yaz Benoi Shenoflu Labor. A mother and a child fell into the burrow on Yom Tov. Or, so it's talking about that the mother of the animal and the son. So the lachar is, Oisav, yes, Bino, you're not allowed to shech the same day. So Maisa, these two animals now, you cannot shech them and use them both on Yom Tov. And they both fell down to the bore. So Rebbe Lezer says the lachar is like this. Ma'aleh Sarishin, you're allowed to pick up whichever one you want, the one you want to shech and eat. Al-Manas L'Shechtei, bring it up, you can matriach body, so bring it up out of the bore. Al-Manas L'Shechtei, because you want to eat it on Yom Tov. Mishumaychon Nefesh, it's mutter. The second one is still in the bor, still in the ditch. All you could do is lower down food, let it eat food where it is. Let it stay there. But in order that it should not die there. That much you're allowed to do. But to bring it up, you're not allowed to. Because it's called a tircha, you're bothering. Because since you can't use it today, you can't shecht it today, because that's the locha. Oisav yes benoi, you're not allowed to shecht them both today. So whichever one you want to shecht, that's the one you could shecht. The other one you're not allowed to shecht. So the second one, your blessed says nothing doing. He's machmir, you're not allowed to bring it up. So you see, even though it's a question, there may be a hefsid moment, you may lose out, maybe that animal will die. Still, your blessed says you can't be makel on Yom Tov to bring it up. So we want to say is our mission here, the second mission that says, Ein ben Yom Tov l'Shabbos, that all the shvusim are rosser on both, goes according to Rebbe Lezer. That Rebbe Lezer is machmer on Yom Tov, even mishum hefsed mamin, you're not allowed to do things. So our first mission in Mashilim that says, mishum hefsed the tfuah, you're allowed to lower down through the aruba, through the window in the roof. That goes according to Rebbe Yeshua, we'll soon see. But not according to Rebbe Lezer. According to Rebbe Lezer, true, just like on Shabbos, you're not allowed to lower down the chitim and the sarim, who are din on Yom Tov will be the same din, you will not be allowed to lower down. Even Mishum Hefset Mamin, there's no heter. Just like Rebbe Lezer says here, you're not allowed to bring up both animals. Mashenk in the Gemara says that Rebbe Yeshua Aimer, what does Rebbe Yeshua say over there? Ma'ale Esarisha and Almanas L'Shechtei. True. At the beginning, bring up one and say, that's the one you want to use, that's the one you're going to shecht. The Vienna Shechtei, if you bring it up, you're allowed to change your mind and don't shecht it. Vechoizer Umarim, you're allowed to change your mind like and play a trick. Umarim, play a trick here. Umala Hasheni, and bring up the second one. Like, as if to say, I changed my mind, I don't want to use the first one anymore. I don't want to shecht that one. I want to use the second one. So Lamaisa, when you're picking up the second one now, it's called, you're doing it, Letzarech Yom Tov. Because right now, that's what's in your mind to use the second one. Now, if you have the second one up already, the locher is, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Rotza Zeshechat, Rotza Zeshechit. If you want to, you can shecht the first one. If you want to, you can shecht the second one. True, you're not allowed to shecht both of them. There's an Issa Oisev Yes Benoi. But I call upon him, you can play a trick here, like, and at the time when you're picking up each one, you have in mind to use only that one. But then you change your mind, you want to do the other one. So what do you see? That Rabbi Yeshua is Mekel on Tircha of Yom Tov, Mishum Hefsed Mamin. So Lachura Rabbi Yeshua goes like our first mission of Mashilin, that Mishum Hefsed Mamin, that the rain should not ruin the wheat and the barley on top of the roof, we're Mekel on Yom Tov to do that Tircha of lowering it down through the window. Mashenkin on Shabbos, we're not Mekel. So that first mission goes according to Rabbi Yeshua Shita. And our second mission here that says that just like it's also on Shabbos, it's also on Yom Tov. There's no heter of a hefsed mamin. That goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. So Gemara says no. Omula Yabaya says back mimai. How do you know to say this? Dilma maybe adkan loikomer Rabbi Eliezer hosam. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer was only machmer over there by Oisav yes no by the two animals in the boar that he can't bring them both up. LDF should be panosa because the second one, who said it's going to die? Like who said there's a hefsed? You're losing out anything here. One bring up amanas to use to eat the shecht, and the second one lower down the food there, give it panosa, and let it eat there and stay there alive and won't die. So there's no hefsed moment, that's why it's usher over there. But it could be in our first mission of Mashilin, where the rain is going to come and ruin the barley or the wheat on the roof, even Rebbe Lezer will be moedim maybe, you're allowed to bring it down on Yom Tov. Abel Hocha the Gemara says, the lo yeshub panosa, here where the rain is going to come, you can't just let the wheat stay where it is. Loi, maybe Rabbi Lezer would be mighty, you would be allowed to bring it down on Yom Tov. Inami may make a tale like this, that Ad kan loy kam Rabbi Yeshua Hossam, when did Rabbi Yeshua say over there, El di Efshel Arumei, Even Rabbi Yeshua was only moida by Ois of Yes Benoi, because over there, I'll call upon him, B'shas, you're taking up each animal, it looks like that's the animal you want. So it doesn't look to anybody like you're really doing an Issa here. It looks as if that's called Haram, you're making a trick. But at the time you're doing it, each one looks like you really need it. That's why Rabbi Yeshua is making to say, you're allowed to bring them up. Aval Hocho, Mashenken, and our first Mishnah of Mashilin, there you can't play any trick. There everybody sees the way you're bothering, you're doing a tircha, to lower down your wheat or your barley through the window, so you're doing tircha. So you can't do a trick there as if you're not doing anything wrong. Loi, maybe there the Yeshua will not be matter. So the kids say there's two Mishnais, and you can't say one goes according to Rabbi Yeshua and one goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. Because both Mishnais could go either according to Rabbi Eliezer or according to Rabbi Yeshua. So this is not the machlokes tanoim to say our Mishnah is totally in the machlokes. So rather the Gemara says, Elo Amara Popper. Popper wants to say like this. Loi Kasha. Again, I'll tell you there's no steer with these last two Mishnais. Hobe, in other words, really it's a question. One says the opposite of the other one, but there's no steer because Hobe, Shami, Hobe, Silo. The second Mishnah goes according to Beis Shammai, that's Machmir, and the first Mishnah goes according to Beis Hillel. Did Tanan, like we learned. Beis Shammai Yom, Beis Shammai says, we had before, that Ein Moitzi, and you're not allowed to carry out on Yom Tiv, Lo Yes HaKot, and Lo Yes HaLulav, Lo Yes Sefer Torah, in the Rosh HaSarabim. You're not allowed to carry out on Yom Tiv, to the Rosh HaSarabim, to do a Malach of Beitzor, for the purpose of carrying out a kid, carrying out a Lulav, carrying out a Sefer Torah. In other words, like we had before, Beis Shammai holds, Eichel Nefesh is Mutter. What you have to do for the purpose of eating, for the food, that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to carry out food on Yom Tov. But just to carry out a kid, or a lulav, or a Sefer Torah, that's not food, Beis Shammai holds it's awesome. Beis Hillel Matirin, we had before, Beis Hillel said it's Mutter. Beis Hillel Svar was Mitoich, that you knew Svarim, Mitoich, Shehutru L'Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, since you're allowed to carry out food, is who are then hutra shtola tzorech oichel nefesh. You're allowed to carry out a sefer Torah or a kid or a lulav, even though it's not oichel nefesh. And like we had before, at least as long as there's some tzorech hayom, it has to be necessary, it has to be needed today on Yom Tov. Like a sefer Torah, you need to read and learn with a kid, you have to carry him there, a lulav, you need for today. Something that's called tzorech hayom, that you're allowed to do. That's a svar of mitoich. Mitoich shehutru hoitzor. L'tzorech oichel nefesh, hutru namish to l'tzorech. But I call upon him, you see, Beis Shammai is machmir, Beis Hillel is mekel. See, we're also the first Mishnah of Mashilin that's mekel. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry it down. The tut l'zmuta goes according to Beis Hillel. And the second Mishnah that's mashmir, that the Shavuos, that's also on Shabbos, is also also on Yom Tov, that you would not be allowed to lower down your wheat or your barley off the roof. That goes according to Beis Shammai. So Morris says no. Dilma may be... Dilma lohi, maybe it's not this way. Why? Ad kan up until now loy karmi beis shammai v'shem I didn't say lechumra hosem elahoitzor. When did beis shammai say not allowed to do something? That's by carrying it out. You're not allowed to carry out a kid or a slave of terror to Rishus Rabim. Because you're doing a malach, you're doing a nisidir aisa. According to beis shammai, there's only hetta for eichel nefesh itself for the food, but not for other purposes. So therefore, it's a nisidir aisa, there beis shammai is machmir. Avala tilto loy. But here in the Mishnah of Mashilun, you're not doing any Yisri Raisa. You just want to lower down your wheat or your barley from the top of your roof into your house. So there's no Hoitzor involved. It's only a Tutel involved. It's a question, could you matriach yourself, bother by moving it around, moving it from upstairs to downstairs? So maybe Beis Shammai is Mekel over here. So the Gemara answers, Oto Tutel, Lav Tzorech Hoitzohi. Like what's the Yisra of Tutel? The Yisra of Tiltu, are not allowed to move around something, it's also Mishum Hoitzor. We're afraid maybe you come to carry it outside. In other words, the Yisra, the Pashat Gemara is saying, like the Rai Bechiter is, that the Yisra of Muksa, the reason why the Rabbanan said you're not allowed to move around certain things on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, is because we're afraid you come to carry them outside. And even on Yom Tov, we're afraid you come to carry it outside, Shalor L'Tzor HaKlal, without any purpose. And that you're not allowed to do. So like Rashi speaks out, if so, you should not be allowed to move around anything on Shabbos. And because on Shabbos, anything you carry out is also. So even food should be also to carry around on Shabbos. Or even kelim, a plate, a fork, a spoon, should be also to carry around on Shabbos. Because the Gemara is saying now, the reason why the Rabbanan said tutul, you're not allowed to move certain things on Shabbos, is because we're afraid you'll come to carry them out. If so, even food and even kelim and even forks and spoons should be yasser. So Rashi says the teretz is because that's a gzera sheyesh lamed bo. That's a gzera that people can't hold themselves back from. In other words, that's too hard. He is a mitzvah of oinik Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of simchas yomtiv. So therefore, what you need mamish to eat with or to use, like a kli shemlacht on a heter that you're allowed to use, a chair, that Rabbanan said, okay, you're allowed to move around in your house. However, kli shemlacht al yisr, like muksa, that there you don't have to move it, or something you don't have to move, Rabbanan said, don't move it around, because they're afraid maybe you come to carry out. So once you see Beis Shammai is machmir about carrying out, who are then it's a svar by Mashilim, that according to Beis Shammai, it'd be also to move around these fruits, these peres, these wheat, and barley on yomtiv, because also we're afraid maybe you carry it out. So therefore, according to Beis Shammai, it's also, but according to Beis Hillel, it would be it. Yeah. Mishnah says like this. Now the Mishnah here talks about the yis of tchum, that you're not allowed to walk outside the tchum, both on Shabbos and on yomtiv. You're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos out of the city. Tomorrow, or else wherever you can, your shvisa, you can't walk alpayim amma outside that mokim where you're kind of shvisa. Yes, now the Mishnah says like this, ha behemo viha kelim karagli habailim, that an animal that you own, or kelim, utensils that you own, they could only be taken on yomtif as far as the owner himself could walk. In other words, they go karagli habailim. As far as the owner could walk, that's how far his animal or his kelim could also go. In other words, if somebody else wants to take borrow a chair from you, they can't take it away more than you yourself would be allowed to go on Yom Tov. What about HaMoyser Behemta Lebnoi Oileroya? Let's say on Yom Tov itself, you give over an animal that belongs to you at the beginning of Yom Tov. Now you give it over to your son to take care of it, or you give it over to the Roya. You give it over to the shepherd now to take care of it. The Lachar is HaRei Elu Karagli HaBailim. Again, these animals could only go as far as the owner himself could go. Because at the beginning of Yom Tov, the owner owned it. So even though now in the middle of Yom Tov, he gives it over to the Roya, and let's say the Roya made an Erev Tchumin, he's allowed to go to the north side of the city, more than 2,000 amos, still the animal cannot go so far. Because at the beginning of Yom Tov, the animal belonged to the owner, so it was Kerne Shvisa like the owner. As far as the owner could go, that's as far as this animal is also allowed to go on Yom Tov. Then the Mishnah says, Kelim ham yuchodim li'echud menachin. Let's say you have a few brothers living together in the house, but this chair is miyuchid, like is set aside for Reuven. Reuven is the one that always uses this chair. So that's called ham yuchodim, set aside li'echud menachin shebabayis, one of the brothers of the house. The locher is then harei elu karaglov. This chair is like belonging to this brother. So therefore, as far as the brother can go, that's how far the chair could also be taken. Let's say this brother made the Erev on the north side. He's let it go on the north side, but he can't go on the south side at all. And let's say another brother made an Erev on the south side, so the other brother cannot take this chair at all to the south side, because since the brother that uses it cannot go to the south, he can only go to the north side. Therefore, this chair cannot at all go more away from where the original, where this brother could take it. What about the she'ein miyuchodim? Let's say you have a chair that's not set aside for any one brother. It like belongs to the house. All the brothers use it equally. Then the locher is harei elu kemokoim she'holchin. This chair is like shutfis, like belongs partnership with all the brothers together, and therefore this chair can only be taken to a place that all the brothers have a right to walk there. In other words, it's like shutfis that it can only be taken to where both owners could go. Let's say one brother could only walk on the north side of the city. He made an Erev of Alpayim Amah, 2,000 Amahs away from the city, on the north side. And let's say another brother made an Erev on the south side. 2,000 Amahs out of the city on the south side, he made an Erev. So the Maisa now, this chair cannot go anywhere outside the city. It can't go on the north side, because the brother that made the Erev on the south side can't go at all on the north side. And the one that made the Erev on the north side can't go at all on the south side. So the kitzah of this chair could only be taken to a place where all the brothers could go to. That's called kamokim shehochem, all of them. Then the Mishnah says, what about hashoyil kli mechaveru merav yomtif? If somebody borrows a kavli, a chair, you borrow it from your friend from before Yom Tov, then the locher is karagli hashoyel. It depends who has it at the beginning of Yom Tov ben Hashmashes. Since the shoyel, the one that's borrowing it, has it, he took it before Yom Tov. Therefore, at the beginning of Yom Tov, when the Kinyan Shri says chal, it's chal by the shoyel. What about the Yom Tov itself? Let's say you first borrowed it from your friend on Yom Tov, then karagli hamashel. Then it goes according to the owner, the one that had it at the beginning of Yom Tov. Since the beginning of Yom Tov, ben Hashmashes, that's when the din shvisas chal, at that time the owner still had it, he first gave it over to the other person on Yom Tov itself. Therefore, this shoyel that's borrowing it now on Yom Tov cannot take this chair away further than where the original, the mashal, the one that's lending it, was able to take it. V'chein, the same halacha applies to Isha Sheshalo Mechaverto. If one lady wants to go make a cake, she wants to go make food, and she's missing some ingredients, so she goes and borrows some ingredients from her chaver, from a friend. An isha borrows from her neighbor some spices, some water or some salt, to use for her dough. So now this dough is made up from ingredients, some belonging to the first isha, and some belonging to a neighbor. Now, how far can this cake go? Can this isa dough go? Harei elu karag l'shtayim. The dough could only go as far as both of them could go. In other words, since both of them like own this dough, so the dough could only be taken to a place where both of them could go. If one of them can't go to that place, even though the other one could go to that place, you can't take that dough there, because since the other owner can't go there, their food can't go. In other words, the food is kind of shrisa after both of these owners. Rabbi Yehuda poyti b'mayim. Rabbi Yehuda says water that doesn't have any effect here. He patis b'mayim. Mifnei shein b'mamish. You don't see it. It's not nikla grash. He says. So in other words, if one isha has the flour and she's just missing water, so she borrows from a friend some water, the cake could be taken as far as the first owner could go, and we don't have to look at the second one, the one she borrows the water from, because water is not nikla. It's like bottle there. It becomes part of the dough. So you only have to worry about how far the dough could go according to the owner of the flour, but not according to the bialim of the water. The bialim of the water is not nikur. It's like bottle. You don't care about that. So the kids, what comes out from our Mishnah is the Yisoid, that wherever the owner can go, that's where his chveitzim, his utensils could also go. And if you have two owners, it could only go in the place where both of them could go. And it also depends who owns it at the beginning of Yom Tov. Whoever owns it at the beginning of Yom Tov, that's when the din shvis is chal, the beginning of Yom Tov, that's the law of how far it could be taken. Now the Gemara says, Mas Nisin, our Mishnah, Deloi Kerebi Doisa, does not come out like Rebbe Doisa. In other words, there's a stira from Rebbe Doisa to our Mishnah.